Hello, my name is Kate and I'm recording an oral history with George Main. I'm going to ask questions about Miss Sylvia Curley. George, what do you remember about Miss Sylvia Curley?
Oh, Miss Curley was a very strong and single-minded person who had very firm ideas about Canberra and about Mugga Mugga and the significance of this place. And she really thought it was an important place that should be given to the people of Canberra, and that it should be a place of education and learning about history and about the environment.
Mm-hmm. And when did you first meet Miss Curley?
I met Miss Curley just before or just after I moved to Mugga Mugga. So the curator of the property took me to meet Miss Curley and to have afternoon tea with her. And it was interesting because as soon as I met her, she knew who I was, because way back in the 1930s and 1940s, she knew my great-grandfather when she was at Gundagai Hospital.
Oh.
And that was important for Miss Curley, I think, because she still thought about Canberra as being a pastoral landscape,
mm-hmm.
not as a city. And she was immediately able to place me in the network of pastoral, you know, landholders and workers that she grew up with as a child and worked with later in life at Gundagai Hospital and then later on back in Canberra.
Oh, that sounds a very fortunate meeting. And Miss Curley did speak of her time at Gundagai Hospital. It was a formative time in her life. What did Miss Curley say daily life was like for her mother and father when they lived at Mugga Mugga? George, did she ever talk about that time?
She talked a little bit about it. I think for her, she'd spent some time living in the cottage by the river, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think she came here and didn't spend all her childhood here.
No, that's correct.
Yeah.
It was in 1913 they came to live here.
Right.
And she was born in the 1880s.
Right.
And so that cottage by the river, George, would that have been at Duntroon?
Yes, near mm-hmm. where the Sylvia Curley Bridge is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And then she, you know, talked about her father using the scythe, which was in the shed here down on the river flats, to cut lucerne. Mm-hmm. She spoke about her father having a nap on that couch on the veranda after lunch every day before he went back to work.
Oh, I've heard that story too.
Oh, yes. And she didn't tell me a lot about those early years here, and I think maybe that's because she didn't live for a long time here and she went off nursing quite
mm-hmm.
young
mm-hmm.
and built an extraordinary career for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And the significance of her life was maybe less about Mugga Mugga and more about her career and her belonging to this
mm-hmm.
pastoral network that extended beyond mm-hmm. Mugga and included Duntroon and
mm-hmm.
Narandra and Gundagai and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what did Miss Curley hope children could learn about when they came to Mugga Mugga?
Well, she really hoped that children would learn about two things, and I think about how they're related, and that is the history of this place and its significance in terms of the history of the Canberra district
mm-hmm.
as being one of the first sites of white settlement,
mm-hmm.
And also about the environmental aspects of this place and of living in general, because she was concerned about environmental issues, and so she was a real pioneer, I think, in thinking about how history and the environment are linked and can be taught together in really useful ways.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And George, is there anything else you can tell me about Miss Curley?
Well, often, or sometimes I'd go down and have afternoon tea with Miss Curley, and they were extraordinary events because she'd have all sorts of delicious cupcakes and
mm-hmm.
biscuits prepared, and she'd bring those out in quite a formal way on plates,
mm-hmm.
and then she'd have a milk jug with one of those cloth covers with the little weights all
little
around
bees.
It to stop the flies.
Oh.
But of course there were no flies in the house because there was windows and fly screens,
mm-hmm.
but it was that those traditions, quite formal traditions that she would have learnt here at Mugga Mugga mm-hmm. and at the cottage at Duntroon, and that her mother probably learned working as a maid in Duntroon Homestead, that she was following on, you know, so many years later. And they were interesting events because she had a lot to say, and you know, you think you might be going for 1 or 2 hours, but often it was 4 or 5 hours.
Oh my goodness.
Of Miss Curley pretty much talking non-stop about yes. things that were very important and interesting, but after 4 or 5 hours, you really felt like you needed to leave.
It was a long time. So many cups of tea.
That's right.
George, what she was saying, did that help you to live here at Mugga and watch the garden and the cottage?
Oh, yes. I mean, it certainly taught me about how significant this place is and that it deserves, you know, to be looked after. And, mm-hmm. yeah, so mm-hmm. it certainly helped in that regard.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you for doing this oral history interview, George. It was amazing.